You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Sometimes I think that technology has gotten too good for our own well-being. I don't know if you've had this problem or if your hospital or doctors do this, but a lot of times if you have tests done, the test results will get emailed to you before your doctor actually has a chance to review them or to call you.
Well, I'll get a notification that the results are in my MyChart.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'll get. And so then, at first I was always like, I wouldn't even read them ever. So I saw them in MyChart because I figured like, you know, I'm not going to know what it means anyways, right?
Oh, you're the opposite of me.
I'm not going to look up every single term or whatever. Then I made the mistake of going in there one time and reading it, freaking myself out unnecessarily. They've made it easier to read on mine because now they color code it. They're like, yeah, you know, you're in the green, you're in the yellow, you're in the red.
Oh.
So I don't really know what the things are still, but if I see a good percentage of them in the green, I figure I'm doing good. Turns out that's not always the case.
So last night I got test results for a biopsy I had done and I was like waiting and waiting. So I get the results. And I get the email. In mine, it's called a portal. It's not a call to my, it's called a portal.
Yeah, same thing.
Same thing. I log into my portal, and again, you open it, and it's a lot of words you don't understand.
Right.
So now I've got my phone set up with the test results, my laptop open, and my 5-year-old daughter's iPad. And I am individually Googling every single term and every single thing on all three of these while I have one friend, poor Michelle. Michelle is a PA. She's a physician's assistant. Anytime one of us has a medical issue, even though she does plastics, she does like Botox and plastic surgery.
She's called in to decipher.
She's the person.
She has to read the hieroglyphics for you guys.
Correct. And even though she reminds us often that this is not what she does.
I'm not really a doctor guy, so I think it's
No. She is a PA.
Okay.
She is very close to a doctor. They get very upset. Like if I call her a nurse, she gets upset.
I'm deeply sorry. Yeah. I don't mean to offend you.
One time
I just mean like not that type of doctor.
Right. I made the mistake of calling nurses PA. And PAs, nurses before, and then I got a lot of mean emails. So
I
understand that each year designations is very important. But anyway, Michelle has become the de facto medical person in my friends because she's the one with the highest degree when it comes to medical stuff.
She's your field medic.
So I send her all the results. So now she has to go into her network of friends that are doctors.
To ask whether or not you're going to live or die.
Correct.
Yeah.
So now it's 3 hours into these test results with my iPad, my laptop, my phone, and Michelle sending me snippets of what all the different doctors that she knows are sending me. I still don't have any results. I think everything's all right. But there's a lot of gray area here. And I almost think like it's probably better not to say anything about those results. I think we need to go back 10 years where they didn't send those notifications because you don't really know how to read them anyway. Unless they're going to make the first sentence be like, this is bad.
You're going to live.
This is good.
You're going to die.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One or the other. They got to figure it out.
When I call back the person and they're, you know, giving me results on the phone, I always tell them lead with that. And they go, oh, yeah, that would make things a little bit easier, wouldn't it, sometimes?
Not Michelle. Lead with that. She goes, what do you want first, the good news or the bad news?
Oh,
that's what she always starts with. And I'm like, meesh, like, that's not right. Stop leaking overnight on your period. Always night pads are designed for a perfect night's sleep with up to 100% leak protection so you can do your sleep thing.
Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
As an FYI, Raven doesn't have any shoes on right now, but you're going to understand why in a minute.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I came in and it was a choice. You know, you told me that this is what I needed to do.
Take off your
shoes. It was required of me. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not how I normally walk around.
39 million Americans deal with migraines, and when you get one, you know it's definitely not fun. But what is the relief to actually make it go away? So they're saying all you need to do is soak your feet in very hot water. And what the doctors are saying is soaking your feet in hot water causes the blood vessels in your feet to dilate by pulling away the blood from your head. It eases pressure on the blood vessels, causing migraines and decreasing the pain.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that I get migraines. I get headaches from time to time, of course.
It could work. I read a lot of the comments and people were agreeing with this. And they also said if you put a cold compress behind your neck at the same time, it works double fast. So,
okay, double fast.
Double fast.
Good.
But turns out that your feet are really the source of a lot of your health benefits, things that you can do. So hot water to help migraines. But what else can you do?
Then why not try an ice bath for your feet? It's meant to be done for 2 weeks and is best done in the evening so you can relax. Plus, you'll be strengthening your immune system.
So if you soak your feet in ice baths for 2 weeks straight, there's a ton of health benefits. So here's what you do.
Here's what you'll need. A bucket large enough to completely immerse your feet in. Tap water, about 20 pieces of ice.
And luckily, Raven, for you, we have all those things right here.
Oh, that feels like victory to me. I'm so excited. Great. Not really.
Here's what you'll do. Put the water and ice cubes in the bucket and wait for the water to get nice and cold.
All right. So
it's awesome. Right. That's how I want to start my
day. Producer Sean, please put the ice in the giant bucket that I got out of my garage this morning.
I want to point out the fact that that is literally the dirtiest bucket I've ever seen.
It's like my husband's work outside bucket.
I don't even know what he's put in. He could have had trash in there, literal trash in there 2 days ago.
All right, now let's pour in all that water.
What was in there when you grabbed it this morning?
Grass. Okay, also.
This is disgusting. You want me to put my feet in there?
Well, let's see what she says. He's pouring the water and the ice.
Put your feet in the water until they're totally submerged. At first, you'll want to remove your feet. But don't worry. They'll quickly get warm in the ice bath.
Yeah. At first, you're going to want to run for your life. Right. But, you know, but don't worry. You're going to be fine after that. Right. I love her enthusiasm.
Okay. So now we've got the ice bath that's going over to Raven's feet.
Yeah. I want to point out the fact that I've probably in need of a pedicure over here.
Well, no one's going to look at your toes.
They've been worse, but they're not good.
Yeah. Just kidding. Actually, we're going to post this video, so everyone's going to be looking at your toes.
Fantastic.
All right. So immerse both your feet in there.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
Oh, no, 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 no.
No, listen, relax. No. Relax.
Yeah,
relax.
Relax.
Your body will compensate by trying to regulate its temperature.
Oh.
Count to 15 and remove your feet.
One.
Count to 15 slowly, yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
Four. Oh, my gosh, it hurts. Five.
Your body's going to regulate. You heard the lady.
Six. Yeah. I feel like I'm going to go to the bathroom.
What? Seven.
Oh, my God, my legs are really sore. Nine.
You forgot eight. Start over.
No.
Come on.
13,
gotta get to 15. What?
14.
Yes.
15. I'll give you one extra. Six. Oh, it really hurts.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good for you.
No.
It's supposed to be so good
in
for you.
In what world?
Did you hear the lady?
Oh.
All right, so now we have to do that every day for 2 weeks.
No.
Then you're Superman.
I am not doing that every day for 2 weeks. Right now, my ankles are killing me.
Why are your ankles killing you?
I don't know.
You need to see a doctor because this was supposed to help you.
I might be having a heart attack right now. That is not good.
Okay.
Oh.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's driving you nuts right now? 1-800-330-9999. Go ahead. Vent. Get it off your chest. Here we go. Tanya, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, if you are sitting in a restaurant and you start making sounds while you're eating your food, love making sounds, that's all I need to know about you.
I mean, if it's really that delicious.
My husband makes a sound.
I mean,
I've become immune to it.
I mean, but come on. Sometimes it's an episode from Harry Met Sally kind of movie. It's not necessary in a public restaurant.
I agree with you.
I mean, I could listen to Meg Ryan sing that song anytime, but okay.
For years, my mom would complain that my husband made noises, and I think I had become immune to it after all these years.
Yeah.
But she would insist that he would eat like this. I think he, like, kind of figured it out and now he stopped himself.
Yeah.
But you know, you don't even realize you're doing it. You got to be real careful. You have weird quirks that you don't even know you have.
Well, when you're eating with family, you want to be complimentary. For him, that's singing a song.
Scott, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, if you're an adult and still kind of dressing like a kid or wearing like name brands that are specifically marketed toward children, that's all I need to know about you.
There aren't men's Oshkosh B'gosh, are there?
Because Raven would like a pair right now.
No, I hated them as a child.
Oh, you want
hated them
overalls so badly. You're like, how come these don't come in corduroy?
You know what? It raises an interesting thought, though, is that what brands, when you're a kid, do you still rock as an adult, right? Because that's really something about a brand. I mean, Nike is the first thing that comes to mind for me.
Well, I don't think that's a children's brand. I think that's like a universal brand.
Yeah.
I will still shop at Aerie, Aeropostale, Abercrombie & Fitch, stores that are really for younger people.
You can fit in those? I can't go to Abercrombie and whatever it is.
Brittany, that's all I need to know about you.
If you call the woman you aren't in a relationship with or married to sweetheart or dear, that's all I need to know about you.
I hate that. That's such a pet peeve of mine. Don't call me sweetheart. Don't call me baby. Don't call me dear.
Honey.
Oh.
Honey, baby.
Get out of here.
Honey, baby, sweetie.
Oh. Awful. Maria, that's all I need to know about you.
If you throw old clothes or like perfectly decent clothes in the garbage instead of recycling them or donating them, that's all I need to know about you.
Mm, I agree. It kills me when if there's only like three things that I want to throw out, three shirts where it's not enough to make a run by itself, but now I know it's going to live in the back of my car for the next 6 months. But I won't. I refuse to throw clothes in the garbage. I feel like so many people
can't
need
do
them.
It.
Yes, you're right.
And plus the landfills are like overflowing. Like it's just not responsible. They can get recycled if they have holes in them or someone will wear them. Like it's ridiculous. There's plenty of places to take them.
I know that some people, they change their mind too, though, because it used to all be donation bins. And a lot of it now is actually like reseller bins. If you look at it, you read it right on the side. They're not donation bins anymore. The company that collects the clothes out of that, they're reselling those. And for some people, they're like, well, why should I just give it away? I mean, after all, they're not selling it. So I know that I went around and figured out, I was like, wait a minute, which one of these is really still a donation bin after that I saw that for the first time? Luckily, I have one near my house.
Yeah, and there's also a lot of shelters, you know, in all
church.
Areas. Right. So and most of the time, they'll be happy to take those items as well. Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. It's all about this.
Hey, Bobby. Hey.
The Oscar nominees are out, and Oppenheimer leads all Oscar nominees with 13. Poor Things has 11. Barbie has 8. But the big thing that everybody's talking about is that Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie were both snubbed and did not get Oscar nominations.
It's, you know, listen, here's the thing. The movie made over $1.5 billion. And whether you were a fan of it, loved it or not, you know, there's certainly a whole lot in that movie that's worth nominating. And if you don't have the director and you don't have the writer and the producer, then what are you doing?
And the star.
Well,
I mean,
Margot Robbie was also the producer and had quite a bit of hand in making the film get made.
Of course.
It seems to me like it's pretty shocking. Listen, Ryan Gosling was great. Was he nominee worthy? I'm not sure.
Well, he did get a nominee for Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I just don't understand how
patriarchy
he gets a nomination.
Were any horses nominated?
No, not this time.
Okay.
I will say that America Ferrera was also nominated for Best Supporting Actress, and I have to say her monologue about being a woman was probably the last time I've ever cried in theaters. I don't think I've ever cried in a theater, and that got me. So yes. Do they both deserve nominations? Absolutely.
Yeah, but remember, America Ferrera didn't write that monologue.
Right, no,
she
correct.
Didn't write that.
No, I understand.
You know what I mean?
No, I know how it works. I get it. But it's funny because Ryan Gosling obviously was very upset by this, and he released a statement, and he said, there is no Ken without Barbie, and there is no Barbie movie without Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie, and the two people most responsible for making this history-making, globally celebrated film. No recognition would be possible for anyone on this film without their talent, grit, and genius. And I was just thinking about it, and it's like, how uncomfortable of a position for him to have to be in right now.
Yeah.
And honestly, he's not going to win. He's not gonna win.
When you look against who he's up against too and the roles that they played, no, he's not going to win. But
what do you do if you're him? Do you not go? Do you boycott? I mean, they all have to go. They all have to smile and put on their pretty outfits and get there. And it made me think of another story that was trending this week, and it's the whole thing with Ed O'Neill and Amanda Burse.
Yeah, I saw that.
And if you haven't been familiar with this, Ed O'Neill, he was talking about the feud that he had with Amanda Burse. That was the neighbor.
Marcy.
Yeah, Marcy from Married with Children. He said that the reason why they had their feud was because when they put them on the cover of TV Guide,
yeah,
Amanda Burse was not included in the cast to go on the cover of TV Guide.
They put the Bundys. They didn't put the Neighbors on there.
And Ed O'Neill didn't stick up for her.
Yeah.
And she never got over that. And they fought and they had a feud ever after that. And it's, this is kind of similar in a way where, like, well, what are you supposed to do? You're being recognized. You're getting an honor. Do you really just back off and say, no, I don't want it? Like, you know, or do you just, hey, it's your success. You worked hard. You have to just move forward with it.
Yeah, it's a tough thing, too. And you have to say to yourself, am I going to offend the Academy? Because I'd like to come back here and win again. Ryan Gosling, though, I think it's a lose-lose. I mean, you just say, you know what? I couldn't accept this award. If I did win, I'd maybe withdraw the nomination, frankly, at this point. And like you said, he's not going to win. He's up against a whole lot of people from Oppenheimer. Those deliveries were harder. More dramatic. I'm not saying that harder is not the word, but more dramatic, more accustomed to what the Academy Awards for.
Well, we're going to see what happens. They're going to air the Oscars on Sunday, March 10th on ABC. Jimmy Kimmel will be hosting for the fourth time. Do you remember the first thing you bought with your own money or something that your kids bought? You can call 1-800-330-9999. Raven, producer Sean, I was trying to teach my five-year-old a lesson last night about money, and I guess it backfired. I don't know if it backfired, but she, I refuse to pay for in-app purchases. You know, like when you download the apps and they're free, but then once you get in there, all the additional things cost like $1.99.
Buy the skin, buy the extra guys, buy this, buy that. Yeah.
So paywalls for everything.
Oh, it's so annoying. And I refuse to spend money because I think it's fake. Like, I'd rather buy you a toy at the store than buy these in-app purchases that you're going to play for 5 minutes and then forget. And then it keeps charging me $6.99 every 3 months that I forgot. So she has a Bluey app that she really likes, and it has all these in-app purchases, and she's been begging me, and I said no and no. And finally, yesterday, I go, if you want them, you have to use your own money.
Mm-hmm.
And she went upstairs. She marched herself right to her piggy bank.
Dakota, if you really want the Bluey game, we have to pay money, and I'm going to use your money. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right, we're going to go in your piggy bank and take it, okay?
Okay.
You really ready to give up all this money for that game?
Yeah.
All right. You're using your own money. Okay.
Okay.
I give her like 600 outs. I was like, I kept asking the same question over and over and over again.
Here's the thing, though. She doesn't care. Like, that money has no value to her at this point. All money is the same. And guess what? Mommy, daddy, grandma, grandpa, they'll give me more anyways.
Well, it's true. And that's the problem. It's like, she's like, yeah, you want to take some of these coins? Take these coins. Like, whatever. She's like,
I can't drive myself to a store.
Right.
I don't know what anything costs. You'll provide it for me if I tell you I want it.
I don't know. You remember the first thing you bought? Because I think, like, when you're a kid and you're getting, like, your birthday money, it's different from when you get a job. You gotta buy something.
I'm gonna say gum and stuff aside. I mean, I remember like my first big purchase where I handed over a couple $100 was for skateboard and skateboard stuff when I was like, I don't know, 10 or 11.
Wow.
And, you know, looking back on it now, like it was everything I had to have. And I might even taken a dollar from a wallet or two from my parents on that one. And $5 grip tape is not a good investment. I'm just going to say that, all right? Even if it was blue or pink or whatever it was.
I would love to watch you skateboard now.
Oh, no. I wouldn't do it, man. I'm not that stupid.
You know, it's funny. I mean, like you said, like aside from like little snacks and things you buy when you're a kid here and there, I think the first big purchase for me was, you guys know the band The Gorillaz?
Yes.
It was their first album that came out on cassette back in like 2000.
I miss cassettes.
Yeah.
What?
And I probably wore that cassette down. Like if you listen to that cassette now, that thing is probably like in slow motion and just so bad.
Yeah.
He said I miss cassette. What do you miss about cassettes, Raven?
I used to have a case. It was like the size of a briefcase, and it would carry like, I don't know, 30 or 45 of them.
Having to wind them like with
the pencil.
Yeah. You stick a pencil in there and wind it.
And there was nothing worse than if it stopped all of a sudden in your car, and then you hit eject and pulled it out, and it was like stuck in there. You're like, oh, no.
There goes that cassette.
Because you don't know if it's the cassette or the radio. Your whole life could be over.
I miss cassettes. That's so cool.
I miss carrying around 40 pounds of music. Right.
I don't know. What's the first thing you bought with your own money when you were growing up? Or if you're like me watching your kid do it for the first time, what are they buying? 1-800-330-9999. What was the first thing you bought with your own money when you were a kid? Or the first thing that your child bought? My five-year-old, I was so disappointed yesterday.
You were like, this is not good financial planning.
Yeah. I hate the in-app purchases. It makes me crazy because I think it's just flushing money down the toilet. So I refused to buy her the in-app purchases for a Bluey game that she had.
Yeah.
And she's like, I use my own money. She went upstairs. She got her piggy bank. And what was I going to do?
Right. You can't do nothing.
I took her $7 right out of it.
No, I mean, that's how a lesson is learned anyways. With your husband being in finance, you know, he can get an honor about saving later on.
1-800-330-9999. First thing that you or your kids bought with your own money. Scott.
I was 12 or 13 years old. I bought myself a brand new pair of skis because we're a family of seven, and we always had hand-me-down, used junky skis.
Yeah.
So I was cutting lawns, shoveling driveways, and there were $99 for a brand new pair of skis.
Get out of here!
Can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh. My family has, I don't ski, but my husband and my kids do. And it's so funny because every year we have that discussion about, is this the year that they buy their own skis? And then I look at the prices and I'm like, nope, you're going to rent them again like you do every other year. $99 skis is a bargain.
Crazy.
Well, that was in 1978.
Right. Yes.
Right. You could have bought a Trans Am for $7,000. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Mickey, first thing you bought with your own cash, what do you remember?
Oh, my gosh. Never forget it. $16, and it was a skateboard.
Yeah.
I was about 10 years old, and my mother said, you can do it, but you got to pay your own money. So I did. And she said, if you do get a skateboard, you're going to have 5 rules. I think I can only remember 4 of them. And she said, if you're going down a hill, go across the hill so you don't pick up too much speed. If you're going too fast, jump off. And if you're going to jump off, cover your head and jump towards the grass.
There's no money for the helmet.
Yeah, I was going to say, the fifth rule that we forgot is get a helmet.
Back then.
How about you, Owen? What was the first thing you bought with the money when you were a kid?
I bought a huge bag of sour cream and green onion potato chips. And I proceeded to eat the entire thing in an afternoon, and it was not good. It was not a good scene.
You know what? Sometimes it's the simplest pleasures. Whenever I go to Costco or BJ's or whatever by myself, whenever I'm in one of the big box stores, you know how they always have those huge bags of potato chips, and it's like 2 for $9 or whatever? I don't eat those potato chips. I don't even really eat potato chips, but I always buy them when I'm there. Because I'm like, you know what? I need a 7-pound bag of Fritos. I deserve it. I'm going to get the kind of Doritos that I want that nobody else gets. Oh, here we go. 6 pounds of Funyuns? What do you mean nobody eats Funyuns anymore? I'm taking these.
James, first thing you bought with your own money when you were a kid?
I saved up and I got this really cool electric scooter that went up to like 20, 25 miles an hour. And 2 weeks into me owning it, it broke while I was riding it. Had a slip and fall. Messed up my face.
That's exactly why your parents didn't want you to have it in the first place, right?
That's
Which is
it,
why
yeah.
we had to raise the money to get it ourselves.
One of my good friends, Danielle, her son Cole, always wants the most dangerous things. And then he always gets them. And I look at her and she goes, he used his own money. Like, what am I going to do? And I was like, I don't know. Still doesn't seem right. <You know?
laughs> Right. He drives by at 30 miles per hour. My gosh.
I mean, all the things that I guess normal. I'm a helicopter mom. I should not,
you know. It's boy mom stuff,
It's
too,
boy
though.
Mom things.
Yeah, it's boy
that
mom stuff.
They
you got to be ready.
Yes, the ATV and all those things. That I think he's just going to hurt himself all the time. And then he usually does.
Yeah,
but
we're not going to tell you every time.
Yeah.
It's something we got to learn for ourselves. Yeah. I applaud you, sir. I applaud you.
One couple.
Why would he go all the way to Oregon for this job when our life isn't there?
One problem.
Create so many opportunities for the family. I mean, we already have one kid in college already. And
you decide the outcome.
I think that it's going to be really hard on us.
It's just going to create so many opportunities.
Go and take work, guys. Good luck.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us and let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Cassie and Noah. Cassie, let's start with you. What's going on?
Yeah, so Noah asked my parents permission to marry me, and the problem is that they said no because they aren't big fans of him because a few years back he spent time in prison for stealing. And I tried to explain to them that he's not that person anymore and that he loves me. Noah wants me to talk to them about it and for us to get engaged anyway, but I just feel like I want to wait until my parents feel comfortable and ready. And I feel like this will happen in about a year, they'll see how he's changed and see what I love about him, and they'll start to love him too.
Noah, that had to be really heartbreaking to ask and them say no. Did you think that's what they were going to say?
Honestly, no, I didn't know. I mean, we've been together for 5 years, right? What's another a year? So get to be together for 6 years, and then when I ask them in 6 years, it's going to be 7 years. I feel like they're just prolonging this thing. And it hurts because, like, they know I'm not that person anymore. I'm a new man. I'm not him. And I feel like they respect me when I talk to them. But when I, you know, ask for their hand in marriage, like, they say no. So it really hurts. I just don't understand.
When did you get out?
A few years back. So, like.
So you guys were already together before this all happened?
Yes, we were.
Mm-hmm. I just don't see what the problem is with waiting just a little bit longer.
What, if I wait another year, it's going to be 6 years. And when that comes, what, they're going to push it to 7 years and then 8 years. It feels like they're just prolonging this thing until we, like, break up or something. I don't understand that.
Cassie, you feel like you need to have your parents' permission to marry Noah?
No, but I'd like their blessing. And I know them. I know that they'll come around. I mean, there's some couples that get married after 10 years, 15 years. Like, there's no right or wrong time to wait to get married.
Did you feel like there was wiggle room when you talked with her parents, Noah? Did you feel like they're going to budge? Or it sounds to me like you didn't.
No. It doesn't seem like they're going to budge. It's like now or never. You know, it's like, how long do we really have to wait? You know, and it doesn't matter if they approve, honestly, because they're not even paying for the wedding.
That's not the whole thing, obviously, for Cassie, though. I mean, if you keep on waiting for an answer that you're never going to get, how would you prove yourself more to them? I don't know over the next year, but
just time.
I don't know your parents.
I mean, would you want to marry somebody that your parents didn't approve of and they didn't feel was the right partner for you? It's a valid question.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
So what do you do when you desperately want to get married and you love a person, except their parents don't accept you? That's what's going on with Cassie and Noah. They've been dating for 5 years. He did a stint in jail, for stealing. And honestly, Cassie's parents have never gotten over that. So when he approached them and asked for her hand in marriage, they said, no, you know, we don't want you to marry our daughter.
Well, I just want you to know how amusing it is for me to hear you describe a prison stint.
Well, He went to jail.
Jail and prison, not necessarily the same thing, by the way. But he did go to jail for a time, and then he asked for permission to marry their daughter, and they don't approve. And she just says, you know what, give it another year, Noah, and my parents will come around. And he just says, Cassie, we've been together 5 years at this point. How much longer is this going to go on?
What do you think? Would you wait? 1-800-330-9999. Meredith, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I've been in this situation. Both of my parents did not give my husband the blessing when they asked. And we've been married almost 20 years because we did it anyway. We have 3 kids. We're doing great. Because at the end of the day, it was who I thought was best for me. And we're great. My parents both got divorced, actually, 10 years after we got married. So it was kind of funny.
So you ran up in their face and you were like, No, I'm just kidding.
That's
you didn't
terrible.
Do that.
Yes.
Basically every person who said no, this won't work, they're all divorced. We're still married, so.
And Meredith, do they like him now? Do they support him in your relationship?
My mom and him still don't get along, but I make it work because he's a really good man. He's a great father, and at the end of the day, that's what matters. He's good to me and my kids.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Would you still get married if your parents didn't approve of the person that you wanted to get married to? That's what's going on with Cassie and Noah. So they've been together about 5 years. And during that time, Noah made a few mistakes, spent some time in jail. But he loves Cassie. Everything has changed. He's out. He's been good. No problems. So when he approached Cassie's parents about permission to marry her and they said no, he got upset. And he's like, listen, I've turned my life around. Like, we should get married anyway. We love each other. We don't need their blessing.
Yeah, it's pretty upstanding for him to go and ask for permission anyways. Nowadays, plenty of people don't even do that anymore, right? But, you know, on the other hand, Cassie says, listen, I know my parents. They're going to come around, right? This is the first time. Let them get used to the idea. Give it a year. Ask them again. And then we can do this. And I'll have the blessing on top of it. She's like, I don't need it, but I would like it, of course.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Dan, whose side are you on?
I think I'm on the girl's side. I think that he should wait one more year. Just give it one more year. And at that point, if they say no, then they move on with it. Because I understand what he's saying about you know, six could lead to seven and then so on. But just give it the 1 year, and they could agree on that, where there's no problems. And then after that, then they just go ahead with it if they still say no.
Hi, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. You know, we all think our kids could do better than what they have, but in the end, if they're happy together, that's all that matters. And he treats her well. It's all that matters. I mean, I've been married 40 years. I don't think my parents ever approved of my husband, but we're doing great, you know? So.
Right. I mean, life is life, right? You have to live your own life. Hopefully it all works out.
It's what makes you happy. And you know what? Don't wait another year. Just go for it.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Noah, our audience agreed with you today. If you're in love, Cassie, and he wants to move forward, and you believe in him, and you think the relationship is right, I mean, you're adults. You should be able to do what you want, even though it may not be what your parents want right now.
Okay. I mean, if other people see no problem with it, then I guess I just have to accept that and accept that my parents are not always right. And I do love you, Noah, so let's go for it.
Yeah, babe. I mean, I'm so excited to do this, and I'm glad that they agree with me because, like, I think now is the time, you know? I think I'll never gain their approval, you know, if we wait, you know? So I think we should just go ahead and do it right now.
Mm. I don't know. Best of luck, guys.
Yeah.
That sounds, sounds sticky, but exciting today. So have a great day.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. CouplesCore@annaandRaven.com. There's some dumb rules that go along with it. I did it once when I lived in my townhouse years ago, and it was awful. And I said if I never live in a home with an HOA again, it would be too soon.
Yeah, I remember moving into one, and I thought, oh, this one will be different because the neighborhood was so lovely and so beautiful. And guess what? They were like, you can't have any of those seasonal flags. You can't have any of that type of stuff on the front of the house. I don't think you could have flags in general.
Well, I'm looking at our Facebook page at Anna on Raven because we asked what's the dumbest HOA rule that you ever had.
Yeah.
And somebody said that they had to take down all the flags, even if they were American flags.
Well, I think that there was some Supreme Court case, though, that like superseded that at some point.
Oh.
But of course, everybody wanted to fight every neighborhood that there was across America.
It doesn't even make sense. I remember one time I had a political sign in my front window.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Oh, no.
You're going to get egged, man.
No, they came and knocked right on my door. They're like,
did they?
You have to take that down. I was like, it's inside my house, but it's facing out. I was
right.
Like, oh, okay. I don't know. This comes up because my girlfriend called me, and she lives in an HOA, an apartment building HOA. And they got letters in the mail that now when they take their pets out, they have to carry their pets through the hallways. They're not allowed to be like on the floor. And I'm thinking like, well, it has to be because like pets were having probably accidents in the hall on the carpet, and it was becoming an issue. But they have to carry their animals outside now.
I mean, what if it was an 80-pound dog?
Well, they have a 55-pound limit. That's the first thing I asked. That's the first thing I asked.
Still?
But Lila, my dog is 55 pounds. I can't imagine having to carry her in and out of an apartment building.
That's ridiculous. I mean, come on, people. Just clean up.
Dumbest HOA rule at your place. 1-800-330-9999. Joanna?
My HOA says that you're not allowed to have your outdoor lights, your exterior lights of your house on past 10 p.m. So apparently we're all supposed to just be senior citizens in our home by the time it turns dark. Because if I come home past 10, I'm supposed to like fumble up the driveway like a burglar or something in the dark. It's ridiculous.
Did I just hear you say that in your world, you also would not allow senior citizens to have light?
I just meant the fumbling part, you know, because like you can't move well or see well. I think everyone should have lights when they need them. I think this is a really
That's
stupid
good.
Rule.
I agree.
All right.
I left my back light on one time when I lived in the townhouse, and I got hit with a $50 fine.
What?
Yeah. I grilled late. Like, we had, like, dinner. We grilled outside, and then I went in, and I didn't turn off the back light over the little patio, and it was a $50 fine.
Oh, I would be mad.
I mean, I was not happy.
Yeah, I would definitely be not happy about that. I wouldn't pay it.
Then all of a sudden, I was like a detective trying to figure out which one of my neighbors ratted on me. And I'm like, who here is like that mad? And then I left the light on in the back.
Yeah,
so
dumb. Care?
Right. Close your window. Close your blinds. Rita, stupid rule from your HOA.
It's a single family home, and we painted our front door with like really pretty red color. And then we got a letter from our HOA that we were only allowed to choose between blue and white. Just really annoying because we just paid to get it done. And we had to get it changed, and it just didn't make any sense. We like to stand out, and we couldn't anymore.
with anything at the HOA, right? That's the whole point of their existence. So I hate that every time you get a letter from them, too, there's just threatening language in there from moment one.
Yeah.
Moment one.
Oh, it hadn't even been a week. Yeah. It was quick.
There's no individuality. Yeah. You have to be just like everybody else. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What are you thinking painting your door red?
Or the Christmas lights. That was a big one last year.
What was the rules with the HOA and the Christmas lights?
We had to use one of two companies. It was like you had to use this one that did like white, and then there's this other one that did these like multicolor, but they had to be one of the two, and they only did a certain design. So you couldn't even hang your own. You had to use one of their companies.
That's wild. I would never put up Christmas lights then. The dumbest rule your HOA put forth. 1-800-330-9999. Dumbest rule that your HOA has. 1-800-330-9999. On our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, they limit the size of your patio furniture.
Mm.
Yep, that's good.
Yeah, right now there's a whole debate going on in my parents' old neighborhood about trash bags. They want them to use the trash bags that are provided, which makes no sense to me whatsoever. I mean, the trash has been doing fine this whole time.
Yeah.
Why is this an issue now?
Jeffrey, what's going on at your HOA?
We live in a 12-unit townhouse development. We have a 3- or 4-car parking lot for visitors. I am not allowed as a homeowner to park my car in the lot overnight.
Oh, yeah, I know.
My daughter came out with two small kids, so we had her car in the driveway, so I pulled my car into the lot. The president of the board contacted me. My car is not allowed to be there, regardless of the president of the board.
Right, right. Regardless of any circumstances going on here, of course, there will be no residence cars in the visitor spaces.
They would rather have those spots be empty overnight
right.
than you actually use right. them.
Lisa, dumb HOA rule you got to deal with. What is it?
Charge $500 for a folding chair sitting on my little patch of 8x8 grass.
Oh.
Wait a minute, what? What, did you leave the chair out there? You can't have your chair sitting out there the whole time?
Yes, well, I had a little deck that was a little 8x8 deck, and then on the side was a little patch of grass. My friend broke her leg, and she wanted to sit in the sun, which was this little patch of grass. And she sat there, and I was sitting with her. And then when she left, I left the chair out there, and I got charged $500.
How long was the chair out there? 6 months? 5 years? What happened?
12 hours.
Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
$75 an hour. That's what it was.
Never you know? An HOA community again. Never after that. Never.
Oh, gosh.
Never, 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 never.
Leah, what's the dumb rule your HOA has?
We have to get prior approval to use the water spigots, like in the summer, if the kids want to, you know, play outside with the sprinkler. We can't just hook our sprinkler up to the communal water spigot. We have to ask permission prior to.
I didn't even know there was like a communal water thing. I don't know. On the dumb scale, that one might be a little bit more.
Why?
I mean, maybe, how do I know what you're doing out there with that spigot after there? Today it's the sprinkler, tomorrow what, you roll out your washing machine over there? Oh, you're going to go ahead and wash your cars and your cousin's car or whatever? We got water preservation here. I don't know. That one I might have voted for at the board meeting.
I disagree.
Use your own spigot.
You just want to hose down your car, you got to apply for a permit from the HOA.
That's right.
I don't know. It doesn't seem right.
What is this, a car wash? There's 200 units in this place. What are we doing here?
Isaac, what's your dumb rule at your HOA?
So I can't block the sidewalk when I park in my own driveway. So I got friends, we're having parties and everything. I can't park more than 3 cars at my driveway without HOA giving me some kind of sticker on my door saying, you can't block the sidewalk. If I can't block the sidewalk, then at least maybe make it after 5 p.m. It's like they're always giving me these notices that I can't block the sidewalk. It makes no sense.
I hate to break it to you, Isaac, but I'm pretty sure you can't block the sidewalk anywhere.
But it's in my own driveway.
Yeah, yeah. It's city property. You didn't build the sidewalk, did you?
Well, technically.
Did you pour that sidewalk? Are you the sidewalk pourer guy?
I did not, no.
I'm sorry. You better take it up with the mayor. I don't know if the HOA did this one.
Parking in general will drive you crazy in an HOA because people are so crazy about their spots and their space.
Oh, yeah. I used to put 3 cars in the spots made for 2 cars, but they were all right in front of my house. They were my parking spaces.
Oh.
And I got the nastiest letter, basically, that was like, if you want to live here, we abide by. Like, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $4,600 thanks to Always Night Pads. Stop leaking overnight on your period. Always Night Pads are designed for a perfect night's sleep with 100% leak protection so you can do your sleep thing. All right, Andrew, you know your stuff?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Please leave the room, Raven.
You got it. Good luck, man.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
$4,600 on the line. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes, ma'am.
Number one, Tina Fey said that she and her best friend, Amy Poehler, have a favorite pastime, watching Saturday Night Live together. What's the name of the 2004 film recently turned into a musical film that was written by Tina Fey?
Mean Girls.
Number two, a documentary at the Sundance Film Festival traces the career and activism of Christopher Reeves. He played what DC superhero before his accident in 1995?
Superman.
Number three, Oscar nominations are out. Oppenheimer leads the way with nominations, but the news is that Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig were snubbed. They were from what movie?
Barbie.
Number four, in case you didn't know, Sofia Vergara is actually blonde. She dyed her hair dark to make it in Hollywood, and she also revealed the main reason why she and her husband Joe Manganiello divorced. What's that reason?
Oh,
that's time. Number five, Percy Jackson and the Olympians is a series of 6 fantasy novels that have a cult following and have been turned into films, musicals, and a TV series. Who is the author?
J.K. Rowling.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
3 out of 5 for Andrew.
All right, not great, not terrible. Let's see how I do. It's a whole lot of money, bro.
Number one, Tina Fey said that she and her best friend, Amy Poehler, have a favorite pastime, watching Saturday Night Live together.
Okay.
What's the name of the 2004 film recently turned into a musical film that was written by Tina Fey?
It's Mean Girls.
On coming up next month, I have tickets to see Tina Fey and Amy Poehler together, and I don't think I've ever been so excited for something.
Are you going to scream out from the audience and be like, pick me to be your friend?
I love you!
Right. They're going to be like, all right, lady, that's enough.
Ma'am, in the last row, please sit down.
Right. Right. Calm down, lady.
Number two, a documentary at the Sundance Film Festival traces the career and activism of Christopher Reeves. He played what DC superhero before his accident in 1995?
He was the Man of Steel, Superman.
Yes. Number three, Oscar nominations are out. Oppenheimer leads the way with nominations. But the big news is that Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig were snubbed. They were from what movie?
Barbie, of course.
Yes, you guys are tied. Number four, in case you didn't know, Sofia Vergara is actually blonde.
I had no idea.
She dyed her hair dark to make it in Hollywood, and that's how she got the bid on Modern Family. She also revealed the main reason why she and Joe Manganiello separated. What's the reason?
He wanted kids. She did not.
Yeah, she said she was too old, and she didn't think it was fair to a child to be an old mother. Okay, number five, Percy Jackson and the Olympians in a series of 6 fantasy novels have a cult following. They've been turned into films, a musical, and a TV series on Disney+. Who is the author of Percy Jackson and the
That's
Olympians?
That's easy. Stephen King, of course.
It is Rick Riordan.
Definitely my next answer.
I'm sorry, Andrew. 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Thank you. Thank you so much. My name's Andrew, and I could not beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, bro. $4,700 tomorrow, Anna. Are you sure it wasn't Stephen King?
I'm positive.
What do you think is too expensive for what it actually is? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, yesterday, I don't know who I think I was.
Okay.
It was lunchtime. I walked into one of those salad places where you like pick all your ingredients and then they chop it up and chop it and then they put the dressing in and then they put it in the bowl and they hand it to you.
So they put it in front of you, yeah.
Yeah. And so I went and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to get one of the pre-made one suggestions that they have on the board. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make my own salad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, custom. Why not? Yeah, I'm going to do something, help me, maybe some sprouts or something, you know, off the beaten path.
I must have thought I was a billionaire because I walked in there and I said, I'll have the croutons, I'll have the blue cheese, I'll have the grilled chicken. You know what? Throw a little quinoa, maybe some edamame. I'll have some corn.
No, that's where you made your mistake.
Now, in my mind, I was like, okay, yeah, like this is going to be a delicious salad. This will be my meal of the day, you know, like my big meal. And they're chopping it up, and I go to pay. Guess how much this salad costs?
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say $14.
$19.
Oh, my gosh.
$19
yeah.
for the salad.
When you added after the chicken and you kept going with other proteins, that should have been an indicator right there. You had a problem.
I was like, oh, you know what? I should have gotten the croutons. Yeah. It was a mistake.
I will only have Fiji water if it's the only water they're selling or if they're giving it out. I mean, like, listen, I love it. It tastes great. And whenever somebody drinks it next to me, they're like, it tastes thick. I'm like, I don't know. Tastes like money to me. I like Fiji, but it's a splurge. It's next level for me. You know what I mean? Like, it's funny you bring this up because I was actually thinking about this the other day. Mm-hmm. So I put tires on my wife's car. And I remember... You know, back in the day, you would get like Goodyear tires, Michelin tires, whatever, you know, that kind of thing. I wouldn't even dream of trying to get some Goodyear tires right now. They yeah. were like three times as much as the tires that I put on there. The tires I put on her car were like, you know, the cheapest one you could find in the size. You never heard of the company before. You never going to hear of the company again. Try getting one to match if it goes flat in another year. Not going to happen.
Not for nothing, but I don't know if we should be really budgeting ourselves when it comes to good tires.
I'm just like, I'm like, yo, Goodyear tires. They're out of reach for me now. What is this, NASCAR?
I posted this video on our Instagram story at Anna and Raven, like, just so you could see the salad. So you could see what a magic $19 salad looks like.
Yeah.
And I asked, like, what do you think is too expensive? And Kate wrote, pliables. Anything healthy, really. It's okay. True. Anytime you try mm-hmm. to get something healthy, like I said to Hayden, my older daughter, after I go, I could have had two meals at McDonald's. And she's like, but you ate a salad. Jessica, what do you think is too expensive for what it is?
Well, my daughter drove off to college and called me and said, Mom, I have your keys. And I was like, oh, I need those back. So she had to overnight them for $100.
$100?
Wow.
For your keys. Like, imagine how small that is. It's not like a big thing. I mean, you could throw that in an envelope and it's gone.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
$100.
I can't imagine.
$100 used to buy you something.
You can tell, like, when I react, it still angers you. I can hear it in your voice.
Yep.
Julie, what's too expensive? Doesn't make sense.
Organic milk, no question. $8 last time I went to my store. $8 for a gallon of milk.
Pricey. Delicious. It does seem like it lasts forever, though, right? Organic milk, like its dates are farther. If you don't, it's 2 weeks after you open it. But if you, like, you can, it's like a month away, the expiration date. Those organic cows, they really know how to make it last. It's not the same with your regular milk.
I feel like it's just because they have to do that because people don't buy it as much. I think it's all the same milk.
Well, you cracked the $6.50 mark on your milk then. Yeah, you better make that milk last.
I like to imagine those cows are like at a spa. That's why it's so expensive. Like, they're just the most pampered cows you've ever seen in your entire life.
They're hippie
life.
Cows. That's what they are. They're hippie cows.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What do you think is just too expensive for what it is? It's no surprise. You know it. Things cost a lot of money lately. But I got sticker shock yesterday. I went to one of those places, like the fast food restaurants that make you the salads on the spot where you pick your ingredients, they chop it up, put the dressing in.
Yeah.
It was $19. $19 for a salad. And in my mind, the only way a salad is worth $19 is if they put slices of filet mignon on top of it.
There's got to be something.
There was not.
Quite something.
It was
there's,
not.
There's got to be things that come with it. Oh. Is it price fricks and we're doing an appetizer with it too? You know what I'm terrified of is when you go to the even the grocery store. You remember you go in and they'd have like this, you know, whole like buffet or, you know, place where you could just fill up with various stuff and you'd put it in the tin. And the tin is large. So you would just load it up. You'd be like, oh, yeah, you figure at the grocery store, you're saving money left and right. You get up there, they're like £3, $72. You're like, yes. Wait a minute, what? What? It's terrifying.
It's a lot of pasta salad in there.
Yeah.
What do you think is just too expensive for what it is? 1-800-330-9999. Sherry?
Have you ever bought grass seed?
Grass seed is expensive, yes. Anything with lawn care is expensive now, except mulch, because we all know how terrible mulch actually is.
Right. It says it stays red, but it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And the black doesn't stay black. I drive by people's houses. I'm like, how come theirs looks brand new? And then I say to myself, it must be brand new.
A grass seed bag the other day in Florida was $17 for a 4 to 6 ounce bag.
What?
Wow.
It's too much.
Yeah.
At that point, you start collecting rocks. We don't need grass.
I've got a neighbor who says, listen, some people have a lawn. I have a yard. And he said, that's it.
My husband wants to take the whole yard and just put those little white rocks.
I'm with
him. Front yard.
Yep. Imagine how easy parking will be.
That's right.
Hi, it's Anna on Raven. What's too expensive for what it is?
Firewood. You go to the grocery store and you want to have maybe a little fire. You pick up a little bundle of firewood at the grocery store. It's like $1 per piece of wood nowadays.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. That's why you should go to the woods. Go find some woods.
Like twice the price that it used to be.
Right, right. You got to hold on to it longer.
We had a tree come down in our yard. They were lining up. People are coming to get it.
They will. They will, too.
Joanne, what is just too expensive for what it is?
Okay, I don't want to name names, but you know the ice cream, the famous ice cream cake maker, local? A 10-inch, $40 for an ice cream cake.
Yes.
Like, are you kidding me?
I feel like cakes in general.
And then they wanted, like, tips.
Don't you feel like if you get your cakes out of anywhere outside of a grocery store?
Oh, if you get them at a cake place now, you are paying big,
so
big money.
So much money.
Yeah, big, big money.
Yeah, and like, you know, God forbid it has cheesecake in it. Like, it'll be like $70, $80.
Yeah, around the holidays, we go get cake. Yeah. Any cake is like $35.
Oh, my gosh. $35 is like a bargain to some of the things I've seen. It's wild. I get it. Things are expensive, but sometimes you're like, maybe I don't need a cheesecake.
Right. You know? Maybe I've got to change my plans
maybe
here.
Maybe I need to make the cake at home.
Yes.
Hey, Marilyn, what do you think? What's just too expensive nowadays? You're just like, nope, can't do it. It's over.
Pizza.
Yeah.
I picked up a pizza the other day. One large pizza, $28.32.
I said one large cheese pie in my favorite restaurant, over $25. I switched restaurants, and now I get two pies for $29.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, a cheese pizza over $25.
All right. Now, because my parents own pizza restaurants, I'm going to say a large pizza can feed an entire family of four. How are you going to feed it? What else are you going to get for $25 that'll feed a family of four?
Not me. I mean, I'll pay the $25, but that's me and one other person. I paid $28.32 the other day for a large pizza.
1-800-330-9999. What's too expensive for what it is? What is just too expensive for what it is? 1-800-330-9999. On our text line, somebody wrote school pictures. That's true.
Oh, yeah. They're absolutely nuts. And, you know, nobody carries a wallet photo of anything anyways nowadays, right? You're better off just taking one with your iPhone and distributing it to the family. But they guilt you. They make you feel terrible. It's like a rite of passage if you don't do it.
If you want an 8x10, you have to remortgage your house.
Yeah.
But here's the good news. It comes with 700 those wallet size.
I was going to say the package is like useless. just to get a couple larger ones. Forget it.
1-800-330-9999. Jackie, what's too expensive for what it is?
Don't judge me on this one.
Yeah.
Have anyone looked at the price of a ticket for opening day ceremony at the Olympics this year?
No, I can't say that I have. What is it?
Oh, my God. 2,700 euros, which equates to like $3,100 for a ticket.
The only way you're getting it is if you live in France and you're set up right now. That's it.
Exactly. Well, I'm going.
Well, best of luck. Enjoy your trip. Have fun. That sounds like an adventure.
But, oh, my God. $3,000 for a ticket.
Garrett, what do you think? What's too expensive? It's just too expensive for what it is.
Starbucks coffee. I just don't understand. I'm not a huge coffee drinker, so I really don't understand the whole coffee craze. But it's like, coffee is coffee. Just get it from the convenience store or make it at home. You know, you're doing it for the caffeine, not for the taste, right?
I would disagree. There's a difference between my everyday morning cup of coffee and then a specialty coffee that you have splurge on special occasions.
Any parking lot that I pull into and the line of cars to the drive-thru zigzags around the building 2 to 3 times, it's nonsense. There's no product that exists that is worth me waiting in that line. Hey. Not one. Not coffee, not food, not concert tickets. Nothing. There's nothing.
But have you ever had their grande skinny vanilla chai latte?
Can't say that I have because I wouldn't know how to order that thing. I go in there and I feel like I'm looking at a different language.
Oh, gosh.
Forget
it's
it.
Delicious. I wish I had one right now.
I will go to the gas station. Coffee. Is this the strongest one you got? Great. Where's the sugar? Perfect. I'm in.
Erica, how about you? What do you think is too expensive for what it is?
Car inspections, just to get your car checked out, not even to see if there's a problem. They charge you like $100, and all they do is hook your car up to this little computer. For $100, you've got to be kidding me. Such a ripoff.
You got a shifty mechanic. You need to go to AutoZone or something like that.
Mm.
Have them plug one of them things in there. I think you can order them plugs on Amazon.
Really?
Yep. I think you can diagnose your own car. Now, here's the thing. you're still not a mechanic. So once you hook the computer up to it and you figure out what's wrong with it, you're not going to know what that thing means either. You're still going to have to take it to somebody else. That's how they got you. They know they got you.
I had a disagreement with my husband the other day because the car batteries for the like the key fobs were dead. And if you go to the dealership, they were charging, I think, like $50 for a new one.
Oh, my gosh. And just go to the store.
So but he was like, we'll just order it on Amazon. And I told him I didn't think that they would work. Like, we needed to go and do it there. And he argued that that was not a real thing. That we were fully capable of changing our own batteries and our key fobs. And I was like, I don't even know how to open a key fob. Like, what are you talking about? Turns out you can do all these things on your own. You have to watch a YouTube tutorial.
Yeah, I mean, even that, right? Or you could just... You know, figure it out on your own.
Yeah.
You know, check the manual. How about that?
It seemed complicated. Turns out it wasn't.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.